Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today, you're going to hear a pre-recorded interview that I did with Rabbi Eric Tokinger just a few days ago. He just released his newest book. He's going to be talking all about it, so stay with me, and I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Come fellowship with us on Saturdays at 10 o'clock a.m. We're at 1326 North Winton Road in Irondequoit. And while you're at Shema Yisrael, please check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It's open after services every Saturday around noon, and it's also open on Tuesdays from 1 to 7. And Thursdays from 1 to 6. The Fig Tree Bookstore is a great place to go for CDs, tapes, prayer shawls, music, shofars, books about sharing Messiah, and jewelry. That's the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. And if you're in the Lockport, Medina, or Buffalo area, please visit Congregation Brith Hadashah. They're at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst. Their services are every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Well, I'm excited. Tonight, December 24th, we light the first candle of Hanukkah. And here's a beautiful song by Marty Goetz called Hanukkah.
Make my life your temple, Lord, at this season's start, to pull down every idol I have raised up in my heart on this Hanukkah, on this feast of dedication. I dedicate myself to my defiled altar, come and cleanse and come repair. So every time I falter, I can run to meet you there. On this Hanukkah, on this feast of dedication, I dedicate myself to you. And with every candle on the menorah that illuminates the night, comes a prayer you'd kindle in me, Yeshua, a desire for your fire, for your light. Oh, make of my mortal body a house worthy of your name. Rid me of what's
ungodly, and every hidden thing of shame on this Hanukkah, on this feast of dedication, I dedicate myself to you. And with every candle on the menorah that illuminates the night comes my prayer you'd kindle in me, Messiah, a desire for your fire, for your light. Take my supply of oil, not enough to burn long, I fear, but oh, how I pray I may one day say a great miracle happened here on this Hanukkah, on this feast of dedication, I dedicate myself to you, my Yeshua, I dedicate myself to you.
Hello, this is Marty Goetz, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
I get really excited about this holiday. Yeshua is the light of the world. You see, I found this out when I became a believer. And Hanukkah is the festival of light. And at Hanukkah, we remember how the temple was rededicated. Well, we know that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. So at this season, we remember to rededicate ourselves to the Lord. It's wonderful. Yes, my friends, Yeshua is the light of the world. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful that you're listening to Bagels and Blessings today. I'm also very thankful for my sponsors. Here's one of them now, Odell Chiropractic.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
Praise the Lord.
Baby,
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. I recently had the opportunity to film a TV commercial on Channel 10 because I bought a York furnace from Excellent Air several years ago, and we are toasty warm. So if you see me on Channel 10, don't be surprised. But definitely give Excellent Air a call today at 585-889-7840. You will be so glad you did. Okay, how about some more music right now? This is Raphael, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
King of Kings and Lord of Lords, glory, hallelujah. King of Kings and Lord of Lords, glory, hallelujah. Yeshua, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah. Yeshua, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah. King of Kings and Lord of Lords, glory, hallelujah. King of Kings and Lord of Lords, glory, hallelujah. Yeshua, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah. Yeshua, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah.
That is such a cool song. Again, that was Raphael, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You know, Yeshua is the reason for the season. And it is the season to give. If you'd like to help keep Bagels and Blessings on the air, you can go to bagelsandblessings.com and you can click on Donate Now. And you can contribute right through PayPal. Or if you'd like, you can send a check. Make it out to Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, and put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of their check. Send it to P.O. Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546. Thank you so much for listening and helping to keep Bagels and Blessings on the air. And happy holidays to everyone. Right now, let's hear from another sponsor, Europa Cafe. Changes in the air. Things are different at Europa Cafe. There is no seating anymore. But instead, come on into the Europa Cafe for baked goods, pastries, delicious goodies to go. The Europa Cafe is open on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 10 to 6, and Wednesday, Thursdays, Fridays, 10 to 8, and Sunday, 11 to 4. And of course, the Europa Deli is next door, and they still have wonderful European delicacies, pierogies, and herring, and fish, and cold cuts. So there you have it, folks. It's at 1694 Penfield Road. The phone number there is 385-2040. Europa Cafe for your baked goods to go, and Europa Deli next door. Such a deal. Good. Kyra Goldman is an upcoming messianic recording artist. I've played her music on the air in the past and did an interview with her. Well, I have a new song from Kyra. This is literally hot off the press. This song has just been released for Hanukkah. Nesgadol Hayasham, Kyra Goldman. It's a great song. You're going to love it.
Light up your lights and keep your candles burning these 8 nights. Put them in the window and let the whole world know that I'm Yisrael Chai. This is a glowing sign of who we've been from ancient times and how the nation revolted, liberated, purified, and dedicated. Now it's a celebration. Light up your life and shine especially for these 8 nights. You are the window to another way to go. Who's your hope? You say the Most High. We have the light of Hashem. It shines as bright as it did then. Revolt against the darkness. The dedication is when the heart is all for Him. Let them say, Nesgadol Hayasham. When they see us, let them say, Nesgadol Hayasham. Nesgadol Hayasham. When they see us, let them say, Nesgadol Hayasham, Nesgadol Hayasham, Nesgadol Hayasham.
Another great song from Kyra Goldman, Nesgadol Hayasham. Those are the letters on each side of the dreidel, and it means a great miracle happened there. Hallelujah. This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you for listening to Bagels and Blessings. And now a word from Jardé's Hair Salon. People are always telling me that my hair is adorable. Where do you get your hair done? They always ask. I go to Jardé's Hair Salon. It's located at 2433 Lyle Road in Rochester. Their phone number is 585-429-6623. Enjoy a session that's all about you in a relaxing, rejuvenating environment at Jardé's Hair Salon. Their professional staff will always aim to please, and they will ensure that your experience is a memorable event. Be sure to give them a call today. That's Jardé's Hair Salon and Spa, 429-6623. They are your hair color specialists, and they provide facial waxing and men, women's, and children's hair cutting, hair coloring, highlighting, permanence, and nails. Jardé's Hair Salon. You'll be so glad you checked them out. And now, here's Ted Pierce with Festival of Lights.
We offer to the Lord a heart of praise. We come as a living sacrifice. His Spirit is within us, and we are not our own, for we have been bought with a price. You are the temple of the living God, so cleanse and sanctify your heart.
and dedicate yourself unto the true and living God as we celebrate the joy of Hanukkah. Welcome to the festival of lights. Have another lot, could give the dreidel a whirl. Light up the menorah on this Hanukkah night and celebrate Yeshua, he's the light of the world. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, melech haolam, she'asah nisim, la'avoteinu bayamim ha'em, bazman hazeh. Mikamocha ba'elim Adonai, nes gadol ha'yasham. Oh, who among the mighty is like unto you, O Lord? The salvation has also happened here. Welcome to the festival of lights. Have another lot, could give the dreidel a whirl. Light up the menorah on this Hanukkah night and celebrate Yeshua, he's the light of the world. Not with the multitude of hosts, but with the strength that comes from God alone. And thus consider that throughout all the ages, not one that put their trust in him has yet been overcome. Welcome to the festival of lights. Have another lot, could give the dreidel a whirl. Light up the menorah on this Hanukkah night and celebrate Yeshua, he's the light. Celebrate the Shamish who gives light, and walk as children of the light and shine throughout the world.
This is Ted Pierce coming to you live from the Bagels and Blessings Convention in Pennsylvania. You are listening to the greatest show on radio, and aren't you glad?
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? Isn't it wonderful to worship our Lord, to rejoice with singing and clapping and even dancing? The most famous of all worshipers was a Jewish shepherd boy living in the land of Israel, who slew a giant and authored 78 of the Psalms in the Bible. The Psalms of King David have been a blessing to many generations and countless millions, and continue to be a brilliant example of what worshiping God is all about. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammah Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammah Yisrael. That's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammah Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
I know this is the part of the program where you normally have a chance to win a coupon for bagels, but I'm not in the studio today. Today's program is pre-recorded, but you can still win if you are one of the first three people to send me an email to bagelsandblessings@gmail.com. Tell me why you love Bagels and Blessings radio program. Bagels, bagelsandblessings@gmail.com. Tell me why you love Bagels and Blessings, and I will send you either a coupon for bagels, or a book, or a CD. And you'll still have a chance to win something today. In the meantime, I'm going to play my interview with Rabbi Eric Tokinger, and I will have a pre-recorded show for the next couple of weeks, but no worries. I will be back before you can say bagels and blessings. Rabbi Eric Tokinger, you know, if they had frequent flyer miles for my guests on Bagels and Blessings, you would win.
Well, that's wonderful. It's always a joy to be with you and be involved with what you're doing with Bagels and Blessings.
Well, thank you so very much. I enjoy talking with you, and I am so excited that the book we talked about in May is now hot off the press. Oh my goodness, you must be so excited.
I'm very excited. It came off the presses the first week of November. And the response has been tremendous, and I'm really excited about the message of the book as well as the response. People have been just having great reviews and letting me know what they think about it.
Well, for those people that didn't hear our last interview together, why don't you give us a quick summary of who you are and the name of the book and why you wrote it, and we'll go from there.
Okay, well, I am Rabbi Eric Tokinger, and I've been a Messianic rabbi for about 20 years or more, married, have two sons, two granddaughters, three grandchildren, and over the years we have led a congregation in Pensacola. We were in Mobile before that. We helped to start six congregations across the Gulf Coast, and one in the nation Panama, and I'm also the publisher and executive director of the Messianic Times newspaper.
Gee, what do you do in your spare time?
As soon as I know I have some, I'll let you know.
So, did you always have creative writing skills, or was this a newly acquired talent in the last 10 years? Do tell.
Actually, I hated writing. But I took up writing when I was in high school with journalism classes because I had the opportunity to become a food critic for the high school paper. And so what we did was me and five of my friends each week went out and ate at all the different restaurants of a genre. And then I would write a review of the best pizza place, best hamburger place, best Italian place, best Chinese place, and it wasn't really about a joy of writing or even enjoying writing. It was about being able to provide free meals at restaurants all over town for my friends.
Well, that sounds very delicious, if you ask me.
It was a good deal.
So
that's what began my writing, and then I joined the military, became a believer after getting out of the military, and then ended up in Pensacola, met my wife, and over the years of ministry, ended up writing three books. The most recent one is entitled With Me in Paradise, A Lesson Learned from a Criminal.
That is such an intriguing title. Now, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, actually, I was studying one day, and when I was just praying and kind of meditating on the word and reading Luke 23, and when I started reading the crucifixion story, it dawned on me that this was a very climactic moment in history. The people involved, Yeshua and both of the criminals that were crucified with him, were in intense pain, and in the middle of this intense pain, struggling for breath, enduring all that was going on, a conversation took place, and I just felt as if there had to be more to that conversation taking place than just three people hanging and saying something at this time. You know, no words in the Bible, no words in the scripture are just wasted. The Bible says if all the works of Yeshua could be written down, the books of the world wouldn't contain it. So every word that's actually in the Bible is there because it's got a reason and a purpose for you and I, those of us that read it and believe in it, to know some deep, meaningful thing about the word, something that the Lord was trying to share with us. And so that conversation that took place couldn't have just been one was saved and one was lost, and that's the end of the story. But there had to be a reason that this particular conversation took place at the most important moment in history. And so that's what led me to dig into it and see if what it was that was involved in that.
You know, Rabbi Eric, it's such an amazing and intriguing storyline that I could see this becoming a movie. Has anybody approached you about that yet?
Nobody has approached me about it becoming a movie or anything to do with that, but it is a powerful thing. And beyond just the actual drama of the event, which is so moving when you think about the pain that each of them were going through just to press against the nails, straining their muscles and flesh and bone prying against each other so they could have a gulp of breath so they could say another word. But beyond all of that, I really believe that there's a message for us today on how to receive the blessings of God that was given to us in those few moments.
That is incredible. I'm really excited. So what have you found out about the sales so far?
Well, so far, right now, actually, just before you called, I checked, and in its category, it's number 20 on Amazon. It was number one for almost a month, and it was the number one new release in its category for almost a month. So it's done very well in that way, and I'm doing something different. And that is, there's a young family in my congregation, and they've started a business, and I happen to own a pickup truck, and I told them that if I were to sell 20,000 copies of the book, that I would give them my 2014 Chevy pickup truck.
Oh, my. That's a challenge. Well, listen, I'm going to tell everybody listening to the program, you've got to get this book. Now, going on Amazon.com, is that the best way to get the book?
They can go on Amazon and find it, or they can go to my website, RabbiEricT.com, and they can find it there, as well as my other two books are available both on Amazon and on my website.
Well, I'm impressed. Now, how hard is it to write a book? Do you have to lock yourself away in a room for hours and sit in front of a computer? I almost said typewriter. How does it all come together for you?
Well, it's interesting. All three of the first book that I wrote, the Oy, How Did I Get Here, 31 Things I Wish Someone Had Told Me Before I Started Ministry, that took about 7 years to write.
Wow.
Not because I sat down every day and wrote, but the experiences in it that I went through, because it's real life experiences that I'm sharing with people in ministry to keep them from making the same mistakes that I made. So that took longer because of the, you know, having to actually go through the experiences to then write about them. But my second book took me, The Transient Singularity, which is a novel, I wrote that in about a month. And then this book I wrote in about, I guess, 4 or 5 weeks.
That's pretty impressive. Wow.
Wow.
Now, have you considered writing an autobiography?
No, I haven't. And only because I don't want to do it early. I hope I live a long time and I can write an autobiography a little later when I accomplish more of the things I have vision for.
I see. So now I've given you some ideas, autobiography and the movie. I mean,
like, you know, in high school I made a bucket list like many other people did, and the only thing left on my bucket list is going to Alaska and seeing the salmon swim upriver. And so I'm putting that off because I don't want to finish my bucket list until I'm much older than I am right now. So when I write the autobiography, if I write an autobiography, it'll be some years down the road.
Okay, well, hopefully I'll be there to get you on the air when that happens.
Would be wonderful.
Absolutely. So, you know, this is the season people are thinking about Yeshua, the light of the world, and I'm sure you have some interesting thoughts to share about this time of year.
Well, you know, as we enter into this season of both Hanukkah and for those of your listeners that celebrate Christmas, everybody's hearts turn towards the Bible, towards the Lord, towards those things miraculous, both the miracle of the rededication of the temple and those that celebrate December 25th as the birth of Messiah. So minds are on miraculous. And so I'm all for that. I'm, you know, I know a lot of people argue about days and times and this and that, and I have my own personal opinions on it, but it's kind of like a few years ago, Christmas was on Saturday, and somebody asked me what we were going to do, and I said, we're going to just have regular service. And he says, well, are you going to mention anything about it? And I said, well, what I'm going to say is, today, everybody is celebrating Shabbat.
I love it.
So, you know, people, when I'm in individual conversations, I share my opinions about different things, but I'm much more involved in trying to introduce people to Yeshua and let him lead them and guide them. If they just read his word and they open their hearts to him, they'll find the right path and the right direction to go on. So, but again, it's a matter of understanding some of the concepts of Messianic Judaism, a biblical understanding of the scriptures.
Gee, Rabbi Eric, maybe your next book, other than an autobiography for future, maybe your next book might be just a book about why you know Jesus is Jewish and why you know he's the Messiah and how it's such a Jewish thing to believe in a Jewish Messiah and how Jesus made you kosher.
That would be an interesting book. And you know, the Lord's brought me through a lot of different things. You know, I became a believer in a church, and I was pastoring in a church and praying one day, and the Lord spoke to my heart. Now, I'd like to say it was an audible voice. I heard it very clearly, but I don't know whether it was an audible voice or an internal voice or the spirit of how God spoke to me. But regardless, the voice said, you're a Jew, live like one. And that began my journey back to biblical Judaism, back to following the Bible from a Judaic perspective while serving and loving and worshiping the God of creation and acknowledging and honoring the Messiah.
I love it. And so you live as a Jew, and your books reflect your faith. You are an example of Yeshua and all the things you're involved in. So how do your Jewish relatives look at you? Do they understand your faith? Have they seen changes in your life?
Well, you have to remember, I've been a believer for almost 35 years, over 35 years now, and initially they were not very happy with me. There was definite separation in the family, and we didn't spend a lot of time with my family. It took many years, actually 15 years, before we really had a restored relationship, and that happened partially because my younger sister got married, and she was marrying a Baptist young man, and the Baptist family didn't want the rabbi to do the ceremony, and the Jewish family didn't want the Baptist pastor to do the ceremony, so they compromised and asked me if I would do the ceremony.
So
that opened up some opportunities for me to share with my family, and over the years, the Lord's really brought about some change. My mom became a believer before she passed away. My father became a believer before he passed away, and my grandparents, my mom's parents, both became believers before they passed away.
That's incredible!
Yeah, and so now I've become the family rabbi, even though they understand I'm Messianic. I've done the weddings for my cousins, and I've done, my uncle and aunt had a remarriage at 50 years, and they asked me to do their ceremony for them, and I've done funerals for family members, and so I've become the family rabbi, and the Lord has really opened some tremendous doors with my family. They still don't all agree with me, but they have accepted that I am a Jewish person who follows Judaism, just a little different than they.
Now, are they reading your books? Because if they're not, they're missing out.
They have. Some of them have read my books. I've given them to them. I have an uncle who's read my books. And loves them, and matter of fact, when this one came out, he was the first one to ask me to send one to him. So, you know, the Lord's doing amazing things.
Amen. I marvel that you're able to do it all. I mean, God has gifted you with talent, but he's also gifted you with the energy that it takes, the creativity, but especially the energy, because you wear several hats, you have lots of responsibilities, and yet you've had time to write incredible books. So I bet you even have another book planned, don't you?
I have the second book in the novel series I'm writing or finishing up right now and hoping it'll be out by March. So that's going on. But the reality is the Lord has blessed me with excellent help. I have wonderful administrative help at my synagogue. I've got great people that work with me in the newspaper. And so they allow me, because I let good people do their jobs, and I don't micromanage, and I allow them to use their gifts and talents and for the Lord to work through them, it allows me the time to do the things that I want to do.
Well, we serve a good God.
Yes, we do.
We do.
There's my puppy in the background. Do you hear them?
Is he a messianic puppy?
They are. They're saying, Baruch, Baruch, Baruch.
I love it. I love it. So, Rabbi Eric, how can we be praying for you?
The biggest thing is just, you know, we have a lot of things going on ministry-wise, and we want to be obedient. We're praying for, excuse me, all the finances and all the things that ministry requires. And pray for my administrator, Robin, who is having a little health crisis right now, but the Lord is working miraculously in her life, and she's like my right-hand person, so, you know, when she's not available, it slows everything down, but the Lord's doing an amazing work in her life, and we're looking for a miracle to bring healing to her.
Yes, may the Lord be with her and touch her in Yeshua's name, yes.
And just
go ahead.
Continue to pray for the times as we reach out on the Messianic Times to people in 172 different countries. So it's the Lord's, you know, through that is reaching out and sharing the good news of Messiah.
Yes. Well, perfect timing, because I want to take this time to publicly thank the Messianic Times, you especially, of course, for supporting Bagels and Blessings, always being so ready to print information about who my guest is going to be. And, of course, I expect, when your show airs, I expect a really big article about my famous author, you know. But you've been so helpful in promoting Bagels and Blessings, and I just want to thank you.
Well, we love you, and we love what you're doing, and just it's exciting to be part of the greater kingdom. You know, when everybody works with everybody and everybody helps everybody, then everything goes the way it needs to go. And, you know, it amazes me how many times, instead of working together, we all try to do the same thing or try to work. And it's so much easier if everybody just helps everybody up.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I want to congratulate you, Mazel Tov, on this book, and I'm going to make sure I get me a copy because it sounds like something that I'm going to not want to put down the minute I open it, and I'm just real proud of you.
It was written in a format, by the way, for like people could use for small group studies or Bible studies in their synagogues, because each of the different sections are followed up by discussion questions. So for those that have small groups or they do cell groups or they're looking for a unique study on how to receive the full blessings of God in their life, then I encourage them to get a copy of With Me in Paradise, Lesson Learned from a Criminal.
Excellent. Oh my gosh, so exciting. Thank you so much for once again being on Bagels and Blessings, and I know that there will be more interviews coming in the future.
Absolutely, and I look forward to getting back with you on the radio and hopefully seeing you soon.
Yes, and happy Hanukkah and happy New Year.
And happy Hanukkah and happy New Year, and blessings to your whole family.
And to you. Shalom, my friend.
Shalom.
Thank you. What a fun interview with Rabbi Eric Tokinger. And we have time for some more music. Here's the Messiah Miss Carol with Liberated Wailing Wall.
Rejoice, rejoice, for King Messiah's born in Bethlehem. Rejoice, the Son of David's come. Rejoice, rejoice, for King Messiah's born in Bethlehem. Rejoice, the Son of David's come. Where is the one who bore the King in Bethlehem? For we have come with pride and sense to Israel. The eastern star of Bethlehem has led us into worship in so sons of men. Rejoice, rejoice, for King Messiah's born in Bethlehem. Rejoice, the Son of David's come. Rejoice, rejoice, for King Messiah's born in Bethlehem. Rejoice, the Son of David's come. Mine eyes have seen the day of thy salvation, fulfilling of thy word of revelation. A light to light and Gentiles well and glory under Israel, whose King they taken. Rejoice, rejoice, for King Messiah's born in Bethlehem. Rejoice, the Son of David's come. Rejoice, rejoice, for King Messiah's born in Bethlehem. Rejoice, the Son of David's come.
Again, that was Liberated Wailing Wall, and next a beautiful version of O Come Emmanuel from a nice Jewish boy, Marty Goetz. He knows his Messiah.
Come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. O come, thou day spring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, Emmanuel shall be.
Hello, this is Marty Goetz, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
For Unto Us was a song by Liberated Willingwall. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. What an exciting day. This is the eve of Christmas, as Marty Goetz would say. And tonight is also the first night of Hanukkah. You know, a lot of people ask my husband and I how we celebrate the holidays in our house. My husband was not raised Jewish, and he studied Hebrew, so he knows Hebrew much better than I do, as a matter of fact. Well, we have a combination of both holidays in our house. I didn't grow up having a tree, and it was never really natural to me, but one year when my older son offered me a small tree that he no longer needed, we began to decorate it, and I decided I liked it. So in our house, we have posters, banners. We have decorations for Hanukkah and decorations for Christmas. We hang up stockings, and we have little things in the stockings which we give to the family on Christmas Day. Our gift giving is done at Hanukkah, and we give one gift each night for 8 nights, because Hanukkah lasts for 8 nights. And we light the Hanukkah candles. Sometimes we eat special foods called latkes, potatoes that are fried in oil. And it's a really fun time of year. And as I mentioned earlier, Yeshua is the light of the world. Hanukkah means dedication. So this is a very exciting time. And I hope you enjoy your celebration with your family. And I hope you remember to let your light shine so that others will know why you have hope and why you have joy. And if you see someone who doesn't have joy, give them some of yours. Joy is very contagious. And so that's my prayer for all of you, that you are filled with joy overflowing, and the Lord blesses you, provides for all your needs, and keeps you happy and healthy. In the name of Yeshua, our Messiah, the Prince of Peace. Amen and amen. Here's Zamer Levav.
From the living word, his light now shines, the darkness must flee.
darkness must flee from the living word. His light now shines, the darkness must flee. Yeshua is the light of the world. Yeshua is the light that drives out the darkness.
Yivarechech Adonai Vayismarecha. Yair Adonai panav alecha vikunecha. Yisa Adonai panav alecha v'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.